Today, I want to talk about osteoporosis in a way that goes far beyond the usual narrative, because the conventional story that osteoporosis is simply a calcium deficiency is not only incomplete and inaccurate, but it's misleading. It has, in fact, led many people down a path taking more and more calcium while their bones continue to thin, their joints continue to ache, and their structural resilience continues to decline. I'm Madonna Guy, and after more than 30 years in clinical practice, supporting people through cancer, chronic illness, neurological conditions, and complex metabolic issues, I've learned that osteoporosis is fundamentally a signaling disorder, not a calcium disorder. And the rise in osteoporosis we're seeing today, especially in people exposed to certain pharmaceuticals, environmental toxins, and chronic inflammation, reflects a breakdown in the body's communication system. So let's explore what's really going on. Osteoporosis begins long before bone density drops. It begins when the body's native redox signaling molecules, the molecules that tell cells when to repair, when to build, and when to protect, become disrupted. Redox signaling is the language of cellular communication. When it's clear, bone cells know exactly what to do. Osteoblasts build bone. Osteoclasts remodel bone. Stem cells migrate to the areas of micro damage, and minerals are laid down in a structured, intelligent way. But when redox signaling becomes distorted through inflammation, heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, or oxidative stress, the instructions become scrambled. Osteoblasts slow down. Osteoclasts become overactive. Stem cell migration decreases, and the bone matrix loses its integrity. This is why I always say osteoporosis is not a calcium problem, it's a communication problem. Now, let's talk about some pharmaceuticals. Many medications, especially corticosteroids, certain acid blockers, and some antidepressants, and various chemotherapeutic agents can accelerate bone loss. Not because they're stealing calcium, but because they're interfering with the signaling pathways that regulate bone turnover. They can suppress stem cell activity, increase oxidative stress, and disrupt the enzymes responsible for collagen cross-linking. Collagen is the scaffolding of bone. Without strong collagen, minerals have nothing stable to bind to. Heavy metals play a similar role. Lead, mercury, cadmium, aluminium can accumulate in bone tissue and interfere with osteoblast function. They can also increase oxidative stress and further disrupt redox signaling. When heavy metals are present, the body often prioritizes detoxification over repair, leaving bone tissue undermaintained. So this is where the masterpiece zeolites are brilliant and they become incredibly relevant. Zeolites act like a mineral sponge. They bind heavy metals, ammonia, and environmental toxins in the gut, reducing the overall toxic load. When the overall toxic load decreases, redox signaling becomes clearer, inflammation decreases, and the body can redirect energy back towards repair, including bone repair. Alongside zeolites, you know I love my Broccon sulforaphane, it plays a powerful role. Sulforaphane activates the NRF2 pathway, which is the body's master antioxidant switch. When NRF2 is activated, the body increases glutathione, improves detoxification, reduces oxidative stress, and enhances cellular resilience. As well as that, it switches on over 1,000 genes that are anti-inflammatory, pro-detox, anti-tumor. But in the context of osteoporosis, sulforaphane helps restore the signaling environment that bone cells rely on. It doesn't force bone growth, it supports the body's natural ability to repair. Now, let's address one of the biggest myths in modern health, the idea that calcium is the most important mineral for bone health. In fact, it isn't. Excessive calcium, especially when taken without magnesium, without vitamin K2, without boron and silica and trace minerals, can contribute to the calcification of soft tissues, arterial stiffness, kidney stones, and joint degeneration. Magnesium is far more important than calcium. Magnesium activates the enzymes that build bone. It regulates the parathyroid hormone. It stabilizes ATP, which fuels bone-building cells. And it prevents calcium from depositing in the wrong places. Without magnesium, calcium becomes chaotic. With magnesium, calcium becomes intelligent. Trace minerals, our boron, silica, zinc, manganese, copper, are equally as essential. They form the architecture of bone. They support collagen formation. They regulate hormonal signaling, and they ensure that the bone is both strong and flexible. That's why I always say calcium is the least important mineral in bone health. The body needs a symphony, not a soloist. Now let's talk about stem cells. Bone repair depends on stem cell mobilization. We're born with all the adult cells we need, and when stem cells are active, microfractures heal, collagen is rebuilt, and bone density stabilizes. But pharmaceuticals, heavy metals, chronic inflammation, and oxidative stress can suppress stem cell activity. Natural stem cell enhancement through botanicals, lifestyle, redox signaling report, and specific nutrients, and Cerule Stem Enhance, I'll put the link below. Bone becomes more responsive, adaptive, and more resilient. And that brings us to one of the most fascinating areas of physiology, the tri-GLP system. My new little favorites. GLP-1, GLP, and GIP are incretin peptides released from the gut. Most people think of them as metabolic hormones, which they are, but they play profound roles in bone health. GLP-1 reduces inflammation. It improves mitochondrial function and enhances stem cell signaling. GLP-2 improves nutrient absorption, stabilizes the gut brain barrier, increases the availability of minerals needed for bone repair. GIP, our third little peptide, directly stimulates osteoblasts. Oh my God. So the cells, they are the cells that build bone and help to regulate bone turnover. GIP. So when these three little peptides are active together, the body enters a state of repair. Bone turnover becomes balanced. Collagen synthesis increases. Mineral deposition becomes structurally more balanced, and stem cells receive clearer instructions. This is why the natural tri-GLP activation through food, gut health, and specific peptides can be so powerful for osteoporosis. It doesn't override physiology, it supports it. Now, finally, let's talk about natural estrogen support. Estrogen is essential for bone density. It protects osteoblasts, regulates bone turnover, and maintains collagen integrity. But synthetic estrogen comes with risks. Natural estrogen support through herbs, phytoestrogens, and tri-GLP activation helps the body maintain hormonal balance without forcing pathways. Herbs like red clover, black cohosh, dong quai, and shatavari can gently support estrogen activity. They don't replace hormones, they modulate receptors and support the body's own production. When natural estrogen support is combined with redox signaling, sulforaphane, zeolites, stem cell enhancement, and tri-GLP activation, the body receives a clear message: repair, rebuild, restore. Osteoporosis is not a calcium deficiency, it's a signaling deficiency. And when we restore signaling through detoxification, redox clarity, stem cell activation, mineral balance, and incretin support, the bones often respond beautifully. Now, one more thing I want to chat about before we finish is the injections that women are offered as they get older, that they're told helps to prevent osteoporosis, especially when they're coming into that scary area where they don't want to start breaking bones. Let's just have a chat about what these drugs are and what they can do to the body. We're talking about medications like denosumab, teriparatide, abaloparatide, and romosozumab. These drugs are widely used, and for some people, they're appropriate under medical supervision. But they also come with side effects that many people aren't warned about, and those side effects make perfect sense when you understand the physiology. So let's talk through the major categories of these injections and explain what they do, why the side effects occur, and how this ties into the broader picture of bone signaling, redox pathways, minerals, and tri-GLP. So firstly, things like denosumab. It's an anti-resorptive Injection. So these medications stop osteoclasts, the cells that break down old bones. So on paper, that sounds great. Less bone breakdown means more bone density. But physiology is never quite that simple. Bone needs constant turnover. Osteoclasts remove old brittle bones so that osteoblasts can lay down new flexible bone. When osteoclasts are shut down too aggressively, old bone accumulates, microfractures don't repair, bone becomes denser but more brittle, and the jawbone, which remodels rapidly, becomes particularly vulnerable. So common side effects, because the jaw remodels faster than any other bone, shutting down osteoclasts can starve it of repair. Atypical femur fractures are another big side effect because these fractures occur in the mid-thigh, often with minimal trauma because the bone becomes dense but fragile. There's often severe rebound bone loss when stopping the drug. So when osteoclasts are suppressed for months or years, they wake up suddenly when the drug has stopped, causing rapid bone breakdown. And we can also end up with immune-related effects. Denosumab affects RANK L signaling, which is also involved in immune function. So some people experience infections or immune shifts. Then you've got your anabolic injections. So these medications stimulate osteoblasts, the bone-building cells, by mimicking parathyroid hormone. So these are drugs like teriparatide and abaloparatide. So why do the side effects occur? These drugs force bone growth, but they don't fix the underlying signaling problems. Redox imbalance, mineral deficiencies, heavy metal interference, or pharmaceutically induced collagen loss. So the common side effects are things like high calcium levels. Parathyroid analogues increase calcium release from bone and absorption from the gut. Another side effect is bone pain because rapid turnover can create inflammation in the bone matrix. Also, things like dizziness, nausea, and palpitations. The parathyroid affects your electrolyte balance and vascular tone. And then you get potential overstimulation of bone cells. So in rare cases, this can create abnormal bone growth patterns. Then you've got your sclerostin blocking injections, things like romosozumab. So sclerostin is a protein that slows bone formation. Blocking it increases osteoblast activity. So why do side effects occur? Sclerostin is part of the body's safety system. It prevents excessive bone growth and helps regulate vascular calcification. So when it's blocked, bone formation increases, but vascular calcification risk may also increase. And of course, the number one thing they blame on vascular calcification? Good old cholesterol. So then you get popped on statins afterwards. But anyway, the common side effects with this one's are cardiovascular events. Some people end up with heart attacks and strokes, which is why this drug carries warnings. You can end up with joint pain and inflammation because bone turnover increases rapidly, as well as injection site reactions. It's really common with monoclonal antibodies. So the deeper issue that these injections override physiology. All of these medications work by forcing bone pathways, not by restoring the natural signaling environment that builds healthy bones. They do not remove heavy metals that block osteoblast function. They don't restore redox signaling. They don't repair collagen cross-linking. They don't activate natural stem cell migration. They don't correct the magnesium deficiency. They don't improve gut absorption. They don't support the tri-GLP incretin signaling, and they don't reduce pharmaceutically induced bone loss. This is why side effects occur. The body's being pushed, not supported. So again, how does this fit into the broader framework of osteoporosis, osteopenia, bone issues as we get older? Firstly, native redox signaling molecules. When redox signaling is clear, osteoblasts and osteoclasts communicate properly. Bone turnover becomes balanced, and injections override this balance, which is why side effects appear. Sulfurophane, NRF2 activation. That's with the Brokon sulfurophane. Again, I'll have a link of it for everything at the end and in the notes. Sulfurophane supports detoxification, reduces oxidative stress, and improves collagen formation. This is foundational for bone health, something injections do not address. Heavy metals and pharmaceuticals. Heavy metals accumulate in bones and block osteoblast activity. Many pharmaceuticals reduce collagen, suppress stem cells, or disrupt mineral balance. None of the injections fix these root causes. Magnesium and minerals. Magnesium is the master mineral for bone. Without it, calcium becomes chaotic. Bone injections do not correct mineral deficiencies. Masterpiece zeolites and Broccon. Zeolites reduce toxic load. Sulfurophane restores signaling of our genetic pathways that increase detoxification. Together, they create the environment bone cells need to function. Natural stem cell improvement with Cerule Stem Enhance. Stem cells repair microfractures and rebuild collagen. Injections do not increase stem cell migration, some actually suppress it. Natural estrogen support is really important for women. Estrogen protects bone turnover. Herbs and phytoestrogens support this gently. Injections do not address hormonal signaling. And good old tri-GLP. These incretins naturally reduce inflammation, improve nutrient absorption, support stem cell signaling, stimulate osteoblasts, and balance bone turnover. They support physiology rather than forcing it. So bone-building injections can be medically appropriate for some people, but they come with side effects because they override natural bone signaling. They force pathways that are meant to be regulated by redox molecules, minerals, stem cells, hormones, and incretin peptides. So when we restore the natural environment, detoxification, redox clarity, mineral balance, stem cell activation, and tri-GLP signaling, the body often becomes capable of repairing bone in a way that is stable, flexible, and physiologically intelligent. So this is the work I've been doing for decades, helping people understand that their bodies aren't failing, they're signaling for help. And when we support these signals, the body often does the rest. Heaps of information in the notes. Don't forget to like and subscribe.